The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, How to Live a Simple and Happy Life in New Jersey, USA in June 1992.
It's simple, we don't need so many things, okay? My clothes is okay because I can put them on my body. Take up no space. You see my tables? Movable tables? Yeah. Beautiful. Everywhere I go, I have an immediate furniture at no cost. No problem. Even my chair is not necessary. You can give me any fruit box and cover it with a cloth and I'm satisfied. I'm not here to bother about these things, okay? Except every necessary things. We have a lot of trees and beautiful. You should walk around and sit somewhere, wherever you like. You can't just bring a chair in our pocket all the time, right? Any rock we can sit, huh? A cushion or a piece of cloth and put anywhere we can sit. Most of people live a very complicated life. Therefore, their life is miserable because they spend a lot of time to work to earn money. And then they spend a lot of money for their unnecessary things. So try to think next time when you go shopping whether you truly need these things or not. And then you will see how much you save. Whenever you want to buy something, and then you can have enough willpower not to buy it, and you still can survive, then make a score. See how much money you have saved, and at the end of the year, you can award yourself with Nobel Prize. Understand? A lot of money saved. I only spend what necessary. I never spend when it's not necessary, even one penny not. If it's worth it, I spend millions. Hundreds of thousands, no problem. We can donate hundreds of thousands or millions of US dollars. We don't even know them. I don't even show up there to see who got it and who not. Don't even show up. But when it comes to a necessary thing, I don't even spend $1. You understand? And we try to do whatever we can. For example, whatever we can do, then we do it. Because the money you save is also the money you earn. Understand? That's how we are very economically stable. That's how we don't need to ask money from anyone before we have all these things started. I didn't also, even when I was not famous, I did not have donation, you see. Anyhow, so we rented that house, but then suddenly, and that house is the same like this kind of place, you know, smaller. Same in a way that it has not been sold for 5 years, and all the ghosts live in it. Just like when you the monks first came here, all the girls play fool with them for many days, yeah? And they were so scared. And now no more ghosts. They're all liberated. Gone to the astral world to meditate. Mm. When that house was rented by us for a year or something, and then suddenly they be able to sell them. And they sold it. So I let the monks and nuns go around, and we find a beautiful river, which is for the public. You understand? And then we park there, camp there. And we drink from the water filtered by the cloth that we wear, yeah? We use a thick cloth to filter it and cook it. And we eat it, and we had campfire every day, and we had fantastic fun. And there's a big lake next to the river, and we swim there every day. So, and we stay next to the riverside, and we had no problem, except a little bit noise, because that is next to a kind of tourist resort. And people came there at weekend, on holidays, and make a lot of noise. You know, the microphone and the crackers that they light for festival days, or New Year's Day, weekend day, or any days. Even when people dead, they have to make them listen to the crackers of the living. We were okay in that riverside. And by the way, I still went out and lecture. That time begin to get requests from disciples to lecture. Of course, the audience is not like now. It used to be about 300, 400 at the most, yeah, at that time. They don't do anything. They just come. Very little circulation. And in the evening, they would get initiation by the riverside, under the moonlight. They have to write the initiation form and answer all very strict questions. We meditate in the morning, evening in the riverside, and then we get initiation there. It's all right, we still start to get disciples even. No house, no land, nothing. Just on the riverside. That's how we began. And I still don't take donation from disciples. When we were in that house, we hold service every Sunday, and many people come to that house. It was packed. But after we had no house, and I used to plant a vegetable and sell it to them, to the guests, if they wanted. So we get some money enough to eat. And the house was so cheap because it was a ghost house. We wanted to rent it, so they rented to us. Kind of nothing price, you understand, because the grass grow into the living room, inside the bathroom. And you have to fight inside the jungle to find every piece of brick, you know. And we clean from top to bottom, we wash the ceiling and the roof, everything. It was so dirty. And all kind of garbage inside. Broken bottles and broken ghosts and all that, all over places. So actually they were glad that we took it. And they were right, because after we took it for a few months, they sold it. Double price. They couldn't sell it before. This house before was nothing compared to the house we used to live in the first time we rented it. Grass already grow into the house, so high. No door. This house has still door. And the bathroom was still intact, even though dirty, and toilet was not in use, no water, but still, we can fix it. But that house was completely jungle. And because the price was cheap and we didn't have any place, so I have to quickly rent a house. Otherwise, before, I didn't have to, you know. I can just stay one place after another with the disciples, or stay in the temple, you know, clean the floor and get my pocket money. Yeah, in Taiwan, if you stay in the temple and you became monk, you can have your pocket money, 500 NT. It's about how much? $50? Huh? $20 per month. Yeah, and you can buy chocolates, goodies with it. And that's all. Then you eat in the temple. Yeah, no problem really. That's the first place we had. And then we don't have any more place. And we live next to the river. So we use our brain, our mind, our hands, our everything, just to beautify the world and help other people. Not because we want money, we want fame, or we want position, but since we have ability, and since we are more enlightened, we have even more ability to work. Therefore, all our monks and nuns work. You understand now? It's not because of the money. It's just the self-reliance and the self-discipline, self-respect that we have to keep. And dignity, huh? The dignity that we have to keep. No. Just they have to occupy themselves. We have nothing to do and no striving. Understand? For the survival, then our body will start to make a terrible demand on us. All right now. Then we went into the riverside, huh? And then we lived there. And we didn't have even one tent for one monk. You know the tents you have now? Are luxurious. They're more expensive than the square tents that we bought that time. And a square tent live 4 persons inside. Small one. You understand? It is made for 4 persons. Actually, yes. But for them to live every day like that, it's a little bit uncomfortable. Because I didn't care for money, you understand? I was used to it being alone, and I don't use much. But since they just come to me, then I had to begin to think of 10 and all that, otherwise before I didn't. Anyhow, before we went into 10 business, I told my disciples, look like we're going to have to go for a tent. Because we have nowhere to stay now. We couldn't buy land so fast. And it costs a lot of money, and I don't want to take money from the lay disciples. Even now, we don't have names on our gate. It's just for bureaucracy. But otherwise, we don't need it even. Understand? I want to tell you all this just because to offer to you a new outlook on life, how to live simple but happy, and how to live on small amount of finance but have everything. Each of the disciples, and I have to kind of make more handicrafts work and teach them to work more, and then so we earn a little bit more money now. And so we start to build all these things. They just come by chance, you see. And we cook and all that and everything. Yeah, all the monks work together. And I was very good at business, I thought, at one time. Yes. I bought a lot of, wholesale stuff, wholesale cloth, winter and summer, which they left in the storehouse a long time and they couldn't sell them. From last season or something like that. And the soul is very cheap, all right? And we make them into many things and sell them. Understand? Even cheaper than the market price outside, but still earns a lot of money for us. You understand? And in that case, we earned some money very fast at one time because we need it at that time. And that's it. And then we had some money to buy the first land, and that's it. And that's how we started. And everything come like this. Now, even then, even if I earn so fast the money, but if I spend it the way ordinary people do outside, I would never have enough. Understand? But we spend wherever we must. I'm very generous concerning food and clothing and comfort for disciples. I would choose the best for them. But when it comes to not necessary thing, I don't even spend one penny. Whatever we can do ourselves, we do it. And that's where we save money, you understand? Because we are young and able, and we have a lot of creative talent. It's not very beautiful things they offer for a very high price. And they make a lot of noise, and they came in inconvenience hours, and they make a long project out of a short thing. Therefore, we do most of the things ourselves. We even build toilet ourselves, bathroom ourselves, the way we want. And in the period of time that we want. So we accomplish everything in 2-3 days, 2-3 weeks. For example, the big hall that housed at that time about 3,000 people. We accomplish it in about 3 weeks. And all the gazebo in Taiwan that made with stone and the stone lamp and everything like that, we accomplished it in a few days. And the river in 3 days. Half a kilometer long river. Winding river. And different tier. For 3 days. With all the rocks and sand and cement and everything. And trees planting as well. It's about at least 1 hectare. The region. The area of that river and trees and everything, 1 hectare at least. and we brought everything in 3 days. Yeah? Just because we work the way we want, and as long as we want, and as our convenience, and all we put effort together and do things very fast. Therefore, I have a lot of time for you. Not because I don't have work, but I work very fast. And I work the way I work. Even now, I have money. And it's easy for me to just wave my fingers and tell the workers to come here and do the parking for you, and do the toilet for you, and build my new house for me. But no, I just pitch on a tent. And the bathroom, the monks build for me. I tell them how to do it, and they do it very fast, few hours. No problem. What can you do with a bathroom? You can only bath in it. So, and you don't take more than 1 hour at a time. Provided you stand in there and make all the makeup. 1 hour, that's all. One day, 2 hours maybe. And what do you do with a bigger toilet or a luxurious toilet? So I told them to put 4 wooden poles in the foreside and the roof on it, and then cover it with canvas. Finished. All right? And I could do everything inside that necessary for the human comfort right now. And a room, you can only stay inside and live inside. Therefore, whatever room is okay. As long as it's not windy, it doesn't hurt you, and you have enough privacy, that's enough. So I just live in a tent.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part 2 of How to Live a Simple and Happy Life. Up next on Supreme Master Television, the sacred baboon on Animal World are co-inhabitants. Have a beautiful and joyful day.